This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming events and performances include a cochon de lait, traditional boucherie, Horace Trahan and the Austin Express, and Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Obama administration is expected to release a previously classified report on last week's apparent chemical weapons attack in Syria. Key lawmakers have been briefed on it. NPR's Tom Bowman reports reaction is mixed.
Some of the lawmakers' briefs say the administration presented a strong case that the Syrian government mounted a chemical weapons attack that killed hundreds. Democratic Senator Robert Menendez chairs a Foreign Relations Committee. He said the briefing reaffirmed his belief that a decisive U.S. response is needed to protect Syrians. Not everyone was convinced. Republican Congressman Buck McKeon of California chairs the Armed Services Committee. He said he's not seen definitive proof that military intervention is warranted. Administration officials say they'll provide more information to Congress and release a public report. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State John Kerry is to make a statement on the Syria situation later today. He is scheduled to give remarks at the State Department in about 90 minutes. Meanwhile, one country that won't commit troops to any potential action in Syria is Great Britain. That country's parliament rejected Prime Minister David Cameron's call to act. Cameron says he understands the vote, but he wanted to respond to a war crime.
That involved going to Parliament, making an argument in a strong and principled way, but then listening to Parliament. I think the American public, the American people, and President Obama will understand that.
But another country that could act is France. French President François Hollande said in an interview today, the chemical massacre in Damascus must not remain unpunished. A suicide attack at a mosque in northern Afghanistan has killed a district governor, his bodyguards, and 10 civilians. NPR's Sean Carberry reports.
Sheikh Sadruddin Saadi, a district governor in Kunduz province, had been an anti-Taliban fighter and had been targeted by militants in the past, according to Afghan officials. The attack injured at least 15 other people, some seriously. They were attending a prayer service for a tribal elder who had just died. The Taliban have conducted a number of high-profile operations across the country in recent days. Militants killed 15 Afghan police in one ambush, and a suicide attack on a NATO base killed one U.S. Army soldier along with a number of Afghan security forces and civilians. Although the Taliban are primarily targeting Afghan forces now, they still look for opportunities to attack NATO troops. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Helmand Province.
The American special envoy to North Korea is not going to visit Pyongyang this week. Envoy Robert King was scheduled to visit the North Korean capital in an effort to win the freedom of imprisoned American Robert Bae. Bae was jailed in North Korea after he was convicted of trying to topple the government. He's been reported to be in ill health. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 48 points at 14,792. The Nasdaq is down 24 at 3595. This is NPR. Rwanda is blaming the Democratic Republic of Congo for the death of one of its citizens. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports a Rwandan woman was apparently hit by an artillery shell near the Congolese border.
A Rwandan woman was reported killed and her baby injured in the frontier town of Rubavu near the volatile border between the two African Great Lakes neighbors. Rwanda says the Congolese military fired the shell and others and described it as a provocative move. Congo's government denies firing any missiles and blames M23 rebels, which it claims are backed by Rwanda. The Rwandans deny such support. The UN force in the region has also said that the shelling had not come from the Congolese army, but from rebel positions. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News.
The government says consumers spent little in July. The Commerce Department says consumer spending was just up 0.1%. The agency says big federal spending cuts this year, known as the sequester, cut into the salaries of federal government workers. The federal government says all legally married same-sex couples can start filing joint federal tax returns. That includes couples who live in states that do not recognize same-sex marriage. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew issued a statement saying same-sex couples can now move freely in the country, knowing their federal status won't change. Refund claims for these couples can still be filed for tax years 2010, 2011, and 2012. Legally married gay and lesbian couples will now be treated the same for all federal tax purposes, including income and gift and estate taxes. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, developing solutions to support strong families and communities for America's children at aecf.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Right now, back to 2007. Music from John Hammond from his disc, Push Comes to Shove.
I never saw it coming. I never had a clue. If I knew what you was into, I'd have known what to do. I've been blindsided. I've been left for dead. Who knew you needed eyes behind your head? I was cruising along in my slick, crying bed, moving in a grooving, man. I was looking for my chick. She slipped up on me like a phantom from the dead. Eyes behind your head. Someone's having me on. Now I'm out in deep water. Man, I'm trying to tread. Who knew you needed eyes behind your head? Behind your head. Now I said, wait a minute, baby, just leave me alone. I've worked so hard to make my happy home. I know you don't want me. You've been misled. Who knew you needed eyes behind your head?
All my years of listening to the blues, it seems like I've heard a lot of songs about love gone wrong and going to jail and being out of work and hard times. So I decided to write a song about having the blues because none of those things happen. Well, my baby won't quit me. The doctor says, you're okay. People, how am I supposed to get the blues when everything keeps going my way? Policeman pulled me over and he said, hey buddy, oh, it's my fault, please excuse. Yeah, good luck just keeps on following me. And people, I just can't seem to get the blues. I got home not long ago. There was a note tacked on the door. Said, I'm gone, but I'll be right back. Just had to run down to the store. She got home 10 minutes later. And I said, woman, where you been? And then I said, baby, please don't go. You got to help me, girl. She said, just shut up and help me bring the groceries in. People, life can be frustrating. When you're just not born to lose. The gypsy woman gave me my money back and said, son, I just don't think you're gonna get the blues. Let's get him on the piano here one time. Local juke joint. People, I was ready to jump and shout. Told the man, we gonna pitch a wang dang doodle. He said, what the hell are you talking about? Walked up to a woman at a table. I said, look here, I'm a MAN man. She said, no, you're a GEEK geek. I said, wait, no, don't kick me out, you don't understand. Just like when John Lee's mama told his papa. Mama told, no, wait a minute. Papa told mama. Wait, mama. Even that part I get confused. Yeah, my mama had him and my daddy had him. And my sister had him and my brother had him. And my aunts had him and my uncles had him. And my gerbils had him and my goldfish had him. And even my 400-pound ex-wife, Roberta, used to get kind of mad when she'd want to play the great love goddess meets little Mr. Squishy. And I'd say, Roberta, you're going to get away before you're going to hurt me anymore like that. And you can bet that Goliath looked down there and little David holding that rock in his hand and said, you better put that rock away before they have to pull it out of your... Oh, sorry. And people... Right. And people, I just can't seem to get the blues...
The Reverend Billy C. Wirtz from a disc called Turn for the Wirtz. And, of course, it just can't seem to get the blues. A very irreverent character that has been recording for some years now. Is originally from South Carolina and brought up in the Washington, D.C. area. Wirtz was preceded by John Hammond. We heard John Hammond here on KRVS from his 2007 release. The disc is called Push Comes to Shove. And he did a number called Eyes Behind Your Head. Music next from West Coast blues artist Chris Kane. There's no problem with his definition of the blues. We're going to listen to a track from his disc, Kane Does King, a tribute to B.B. King. Here's Chris Kane with Better Not Look Down.
Better I've been around and I've seen some things. People moving faster than the speed of sound. People living like Superman all day and all night. And I can't say if it's right and I can't say if it's wrong. Cause I move kind of fast myself. But I do have a few things that I'd like to pass along right here in the words of this song. You better not look down if you want to keep on trying. Put the hammer down and keep it full speed ahead. You better not look back or you might just wind up crying. You can keep it moving if you don't look back. Friend of mine showed up the other day. That girl had been in love and for love and under love most of her life. If the arrows that had passed through her heart had been sticking out of her body, she would look like a porcupine. And she asked me, Kane, do you think I've lived my life all wrong? And I said, my advice is right here in this song. You better not look down if you want to keep on flying. Put the hammer down and keep it full speed ahead. You better not look back or you might just wind up crying. You can keep it moving if you don't look back. I was walking down the street the other day in Memphis, Tennessee. I noticed B.B. King, the King of Blues, coming out of the Peabody Hotel. Just got in to do a show. So I walked up and I asked him, I said, B.B., sometimes it's so hard to keep everything together in my little thing. How do you do it? And he looked right at me and he said, you better not look down if you want to keep on trying. Put the hammer down and keep it full speed. You might just wind up crying. You can keep it moving if you don't look back. You better not look down if you want to keep on flying. Put the hammer down and keep it full speed ahead. You better not look back or you might just wind up crying. You can keep it moving if you don't look back.
Blues Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
Sometimes a bad man crashes at a junction through rose-colored glasses. He don't see self-destruction. Sometimes a bad man leans back on his lies. Any sign of trouble, he begins to rationalize. Sometimes a bad man fears to hear the news, cause the man ain't no stranger to the sometimes bad man blues. Sometimes a bad man makes truth step aside. A devil in an angel's grin, his vices help him hide. Sometimes a bad man returns to the scene to quench his thirst on someone else's dreams. Sometimes a bad man fears to
hear the news, 'cause the man ain't no stranger to the sometimes bad man blues. Faces, one for protection to cover his bases. Sometimes a bad man begs to be forgiven, lurking underground where the chosen are driven. Sometimes a bad man fears to hear the news, 'cause the man ain't no stranger to the sometimes bad man blues.
Sometimes Bad Man Blues. That was music from Fruitland Jackson from his disc Blues 2.0. The disc came out in 2003. Jackson's originally from Mississippi. He got his first name anyway. Well, it pairs well from a street sign, a highway sign that said Fruitland Jackson as far as the exits were concerned. He's, again, from Mississippi, but now living in Chicago. He was preceded by West Coast blues man Chris Kane, multi-instrumentalist Kane on guitar and vocals from his disc Kane Does King, and he sounded like B.B. King on that number, Better Not Look Down. Next year on the Blues Box, we're going to turn back to the year 2000 and the disc Spirit of the Century. This really, really was a big shot in the arm for the Blind Boys of Alabama. Here are the Blind Boys of Alabama with special guest John Hammond on guitar and David Lindley on oud. Thank you. Johnson, recorded in December of 1927, December 3rd in Dallas, Texas. That was his first recording, first ever recording of a total of 30. One of the most incredible slide guitarists ever to record. He was just amazing. One of the great guitar evangelists, they call him. He was playing in an open D tuning with a pocket knife as a slide. Before hearing Blind Willie Johnson, we heard the Blind Boys of Alabama with special guest John Hammond on guitar, and also David Lindley on oud. Very, very interesting arrangement of a tune called Soldier. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to somebody that started recording about the same time that Blind Willie Johnson did. He was from Georgia, not from Texas like Johnson. We're talking about the great 12-string guitarist Blind Willie McTell. From 1933, here is Blind Willie McTell with Lord, Send Me an Angel.
Good Lord, send me an angel down. Can't spy you no angel, we'll spy you a cheese and brown. That new way of loving, swear to God it must be best. All these Georgia women won't let Mr. McTell rest. There was a crowd down on the corner. I wondered who could it be. Wanna thing what the woman's trying to get to me. I went down to the shed with my suitcase in my hand. Crowd of women run crying, said, Mr. Mike, won't you be my man? And my mother, she told me, when I was a boy playing, Mama Peg, don't drink no black cow's milk and don't eat no black hen's egg. I, baby, studying evil, and I'm studying evil too. I'm gonna hang around here and see what my babe gonna do. Listen. I can't be trusted, and I can't be satisfied when the men see me coming and go to pinning their women to their side. About my loving, taking any time of day, trying to get my right loving, I'm going to Georgia right away. Flip. Oh, it sure is good. I got three women, that's the yellow, brown and black. Take the governor of Georgia to judge the one I like. One's an Atlanta yellow, one is a Macon brown, one is Statesboro dark skin, we'll turn you down for down. So bye, bye mama, I'll see you some sweet day. You'll be awful sorry you done Mr. Mac this away. Oh, no, 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 no.
Joking, ain't gonna tell you no lie. I want to be to your custard pie. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it before you give it all away. I'm not bragging, but understood. Everything I do, I try to do it good. You got to give me some of it. Yeah. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it, before you give it all away. Now your custard pie looks good and nice. When you cut it, please save me a slice. You got to give me some of it. Yes, you is. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it, before you give it all away. Hey, now. Hey, Uncle Fuller. I live right across that street. You cut that pie, please save me a piece. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it before you get it all away. Wait for me. Yeah. Well, it's good enough for me. You got to give me some of it. Yeah, give me some of it. You got to give me some of it before you get it all away.
from the summer of 1939. That was Blind Boy Fuller on guitar and vocals. He was one of the most popular of the Piedmont-style blues recording artists of that era, recording for about a five-year span starting in 1935. He was accompanied on this track by Sonny Terry on blues harp and presumably a Bull City Red on washboard. Blind Boy Fuller with a number called I Want Some of Your Pie. And before we heard Blind Boy Fuller here on KRVS, we heard Blind Willie McTell from 1933. Again, a great Atlanta 12-string guitarist and vocalist, another great Piedmont stylist. We heard Blind Willie McTell do a number called Lord Send Me an Angel. And we're going to turn next to, we just heard with Sonny Terry and Blind Boy Fuller, another Piedmont duet. This one much more recent in time span, but definitely classic Piedmont style of blues. Talking about Cephas and Wiggins, John Cephas and Phil Wiggins, recorded for some time as a duet, guitar, blues harp, and vocals. Cephas passed away in 2009, so that was the end of that classic duo, but they left a nice legacy of blues from their disc Cool Down that came out in 1995. Here's Cephas and Wiggins with The Blues Will Do Your Heart Good.
Sometimes my lover turned me down. She act like she don't want me around. She act like I'm her enemy. She got it in for me. When things don't go the way they should, I just remember that blues will do your heart good. Blues will do your heart good. The blues will do your heart good. When things don't go the way they should, I just remember that blues will do your heart good. I remember when I lost my job. I was thinking about the choke and wrong. But if I ever went to jail, my own mother wouldn't go my bail. When things don't go the way they should, I just remember that blues will do your heart good. Blues will do your heart good. Blues will do your heart good. When things don't go the way they should, I just remember that the blues will do your heart good. Never give up on your dream. Times are not as hard as they might seem. Remember what the old folks say. Every dog will have his day. And when things don't seem to go the way they should, I just remember that blues will do your heart good. No, the blues will do your heart good. Blues will do your heart good. When things don't go the way they should, I just remember that blues will do your heart good. The blues will do your heart good. The blues will do your heart good. When things don't go the way they should, I just remember that blues will do your heart good.
Hard times are here, And everywhere you go, times are harder than they've ever been before. You know people are drifting from door to door, but they can't find no heaven, don't care where they go. People, if I ever can get up out this heart-killing flow, Lord, I won't get down, down this low no more. When you hear me singing this old lonesome song, people, you know these hard times can't last us so long.
Buddy Guy from the disc Blues Singer. That one came out in 2003. An all-acoustic effort by Buddy Guy. Great disc. And it was, to some extent, it was intended to commemorate his work with Muddy Waters 40 years prior to this. We heard a track from that that album earlier in the program this morning. Muddy Waters, along with, on that particular effort back in 63, Muddy with Buddy Guy on second guitar. That was a great album. This one is, too. Buddy Guy doing a rendition of the old Skip James tune from 1931, Hard Time Killing Floor Blues. That tune was, if you remember, from the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Chris Thomas King did a version of that tune in the movie. Before hearing Buddy Guy, we heard Cephas and Wiggins from their disc Cool Down. They did a number called Blues Will Do Your Heart Good. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Skip James. He recorded something like, I think it was 26 tunes in a few days in Grafton, Wisconsin back in 1930, and pretty much got out of the blues for many, many years, and came back into it when he was rediscovered in a sanitarium in Tunica, Mississippi back in 1963, in June of that year, by Henry Vestine, John Fahey, and one other folklorist. Interesting guy, pretty weird, but some stunning blues recordings from 1931. Here's one that, unfortunately, the fidelity is not very good. You can blame that on Paramount Records. They had some of the worst masters in the business at the time, and regrettably, they were the ones that recorded some of the most influential of the blues artists. Here's Skip James with Illinois Blues.
Tell all my boys, you go to Bangor. Tell all my boys, the time I had in Illinois, in Illinois, 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 in Illinois. You get that roll I do. You give that for I do. Tell my boys I'm coming to, coming to, coming to. Tell my boys I'm coming to. my boy, don't come back. Tell me why you did last night. Tell me why you did last night. On this morning, the sun was bright, shining bright, shining bright. On this morning, the sun was bright. I did my kindness, there my deed. Did my kindness, there my deed. I give my baby everything she needs, thank you. You're my baby, everything she did. You're my baby, everything she did. Put a hole in my pocket so my chains won't lose. Put a hole in my pocket so my chains won't lose. Buy my baby some broken shoes, broken shoes, broken shoes. Buy my baby some broken shoes. You can't tell that big boy down. You can't tell that big boy down. You can't wear the morning gown, morning gown, morning gown.
Scott Perry on guitar and vocals from a disc called 8 Miles to Perryville, his rendition of I'm So Glad, a tune that Skip James recorded back in 1931, and that particular tune resulted in the only real money he ever made off the blues outside of, well, I guess playing some blues festivals in the 60s. The band Cream recorded that tune and gave him a check for, like, I think it was $6,000 for royalties on that particular number. We heard Skip James. Prior to hearing Scott Perry, we heard Skip again from 1931. Nehemiah Skip James doing a number called Illinois Blues. That one's been covered by a lot of people over the years, including Sonny Landreth. He did a great, great job of that tune. More blues here on KRVS. We're going to go back to the early 60s, listen to Brownie McGee, Sonny Terry, Lightning Hopkins, and Big Joe Williams all lying about the ladies they know and bragging about their exploits. Here they are. A number called Women from Coast to Coast. Again, Brownie McGee, Lightning Hopkins, Big Joe Williams, and Sonny Terry.
You may take my woman, sure can't keep her long. You may take my woman, but you sure can't keep her long. I got a new way of loving, Californians can't catch on. I'm a deep sea diver, got a stroke and I can't go wrong. I'm a deep sea diver, got a stroke and I can't go wrong. I can dive to the bottom, my wind holds out so long. Walk on, kick it now, drive it, work it up. Hey, hey, Lord, Lord, Lord. Lord, light it, Lord, 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 Lord. Watch me now, watch me now. I got my hook in the water, you know my cork's on top. I got my hook in the water, yes, my cork's on top. How in the world can I lose, Lord, with the stuff I got? Walk on, do it for
me. Let me answer this, Brian.
All right.
I done found out why you got all the women in town. I done found out why you got all the women in town. You know I'm a slow motion, but you don't mind sinking down.
I got a long, tall baby, got a big, fat mama. I got a little old mama, got a big, fat mama too. I ain't gonna tell you, miss, what my little old mama can do. Sing it, baby. Like, you know what I'm gonna say about this?
Talk to me.
I got me three women that live on the same old road.
I know you.
I got me three women that live on the same old road.
Yeah.
One does my washing, one my ironing, one I love pays my room and board.
That's a good one.
I got the women I love and I can't tell them apart. All these women, I can't tell them apart. One's my love, one's my maker, and the other one is my heart. One come from Virginia, one from Georgia, one I love come from Carolina. Walk on,
come back home.
One from Virginia, one from Georgia, one I love is from Carolina. I got women from coast to coast, and they're always on my mind. Woo! Let's rock, Jim, let's rock, Tom.
Honey, Terry.
And sometimes she wears a town. She got them great big legs and a shape like Jordan. Well, I love that little woman and I ain't gonna tell no lie. Well, I love that little woman and I ain't gonna tell no lie. Well, the day she quit me, lightning, that's the day she died.
I don't blame you.
Woo!
talking. Don't like no woman walk the streets every day. And I want no woman walk the streets every day. I got plenty money, I got plenty women, all of them got a place to stay. That's the reason I don't have to hunt you. I wanna wish you ever think of me like she do you, Ronnie McGee. I wanna wish you ever think of me like she do you. You got a chance to tell me the same thing you want to do.
I'm gonna tell you, Mr. Lightning, please leave my woman alone.
I ain't gonna bother.
Please, Mr. Hawkins,
but
leave Brownie's woman alone. Lord, ain't nothing in the streets that she can't find at home.
I believe it.
Let's go out together. How you like it?
Once again, a number called Women from Coast to Coast, Brownie McGee, Sonny Terry, Big Joe Williams, and Lightning Hopkins. I think that was summer of 1960. They were all out on the West Coast.